Hello, everyone. Welcome to this first lightning talk of the day. I suppose it is lunch hour at the moment. So if you are staying here, you must be the geeks among all the geeks. So I totally appreciate that. Let's give ourselves a big hand. So today, I'm going to present you with a software that is going to push all the terminals in Linux and Unix world beyond its designed task. And let's see how we are going to do it. So a very classic scenario we have in computing is that we wish to access a computer remotely. And in Linux world, in Windows world, there is remote desktop, which is pretty much the standard way, other than PowerShell running in remote. And in Linux, most of us are very comfortable with Secure Shell SSH. And a lot of us are also, some of us may also find VNC, which is virtual network computing, a little bit more easier to use than SSH in certain tasks only. And VNC is a very simple protocol. Pretty much you can move your mouse around, you can click on your mouse, and you can type on some keys on your keyboard, and eventually you see the feedback from your computer screen. A very big limitation in comparison to the Windows solution of remote desktop is that in Linux, we do not have sound forwarded to your client, unless you fiddle with, I suppose, pulse audio and things like that, and Linux is so customizable, there will be a solution. So in summary, VNC is the remote desktop for the remote desktop solution for Linux. And it looks like this. So here we have a VNC client connected to a, I think that was a Leap 42.2, displaying some very colorful windows. So most of us are also very, very comfortable with using terminals. I guess maybe all of us are using terminals. So who has used the Linux terminal today? Thank you, I see most of you have used a Linux terminal. And you all know that it is an incredibly efficient solution to do anything with your Linux computer or Unix computer. And it is incredibly powerful, especially efficient. Now, the greatest limitation while you are using a terminal is probably that you cannot do any graphical task with it. For example, has anyone browsed the greatest internet we have as of today on a terminal? Has anyone done that before? Please raise your hand. Thank you. And may I ask what sort of solution you use to do that? W3M with Xterm and Lynx, that those are the answers I've heard so far. And how do you deal with those websites that force you to use JavaScript? Great, okay, so those websites could definitely use some better user experience design to accommodate for geeks like you. So we are all geeks, and I presented myself with this exact challenge. So how do I? Well, in the unlikely case that I will never want to touch graphical windows, in the unlikely case that all I have is a terminal window and I need to do some graphical work really desperately, how would I do that? So, before we move on, let's take a look at, this is a very classic terminal window you see with a lot of text and a lot of information on the screen. Incredibly efficient. Incredibly neat. So let's push its capability beyond its designed purpose. Oh, what about this one day you are presented with a VT220 terminal, and all you have is that terminal, yet you are so desperate to watch a YouTube video or watch somebody's presentation on in LibreOffice. How would you do that? Does anyone have an idea at the moment? Or a suggestion? No, okay. All right, so excuse me? Great, then, that might work as well. So hereby, I wish to present you with a solution. Now, how do you imagine to have a fully functional VNC client that not only draws the screen content of the remote computer in your terminal, but also allows you to control the mouse and keyboard. How cool would that be? That would solve every single problem we have with terminals, right? Therefore, the software is called Headmore, in contrast to headless server. So it gives it's a Headmore for a headless server. And it is incredibly capable of doing graphical work, which I will demonstrate shortly. And if you wish to test out the software after the presentation, please feel free to install it on your Tumbleweed computer, or in case that you are running an enterprise edition of SUSE, which is SLES, you are most welcome to try out this software via the SUSE Package Hub, which has a nice collection of softwares that you don't find on SLES. Therefore, this software is now enterprise certified with the inclusion on Package Hub. By the way, I'm totally serious. And this is how it will roughly look like. So now, shall we see a live demo? Who's interested? Thank you. Okay, let's see a live demo. Right now we have a VNC server that is running on localhost, and hereby we connect a VNC client. And now on the left-hand side of the keyboard, you are controlling the viewer by panning it, zooming in, zooming out, so that you can actually see something. Because as you can see now, there's a red square in the middle, that's where your mouse pointer is. And otherwise you can see roughly there's the shape of a light bulb over there. So let's zoom in and take a closer look at the light bulb. Oh, we are running OpenSUSE. Great. And on the right hand side, you are controlling the mouse. You can move the mouse cursor around. Right click. Oh, we cannot really see what's happening in the menu, so let's zoom in. Let us better zoom in and take a look. We have the X term, great. So shall we? Okay, now, your choice. Which application shall I launch now? GIMP, Firefox, your choice. X term, great. Okay, so let's move the mouse around. Click. Zoom out. Maybe I clicked the wrong place. So zoom in again. Looks like Xterm is broken, just like the VGA connection moments ago. So let's see if we can launch GIMP. Oh, great. Okay, just a moment. It has happened not only to my VNC client, but to other VNC clients too. Until this very day, I don't understand. Probably one of you who's very familiar with the graphical stack may be able to help out. Great, now we have a terminal window, and let's zoom in and type something. This is incredibly this is powerful enough to watch video just in to watch YouTube video just in case you are wondering. So let's type something real fast. There we have it. So let's get back to our presentation now. So regarding terminal programming, just in case that if this demo of this simple piece of software gets you interested into terminal programming, I wish to remind you that terminal is not the same as where it was many, many years ago, when we did not have UTF-8 text properly supported, or we don't have so many colors. And now, terminal is an incredibly powerful piece of software. In case you wish to, the primary interface to interact with the terminal is of course using your keyboard. And there are two frameworks that will make the task a little bit easier. One primitive framework is a very familiar name to all of us, which is Encursys. Well, just yesterday or the day before, Tumbleweed broke Encursys and broke a lot of applications. I suppose that could be fixed, but bug report is work in progress. And another library which was used to implement Headmore is libkaka. Well, kaka, some of your may mean something in your language, so you know what it means. Let's get a taste of how it actually looks to make a kaka program. And in this very simple example, just very short few lines of code will actually get you a very capable terminal applications already. And in this particular case, it shows it draws over your terminal and show you which key is pressed. So, but to make it into something more like a WinC client, it will take a little bit more work to draw an all. And terminal programming itself is actually not difficult at all because terminal is an incredibly simple interface. However, there are several quirks which I have to remind you just in case you are interested and then find meet these quirks yourself. The greatest one of which is that did you know that the escape key when you give a terminal an escape key input, it is identical to clicking an out key. And if you, for example, type an out key plus another key, what the terminal receives is an escape key event followed shortly by the second key that you pressed. And control key emits very independent key code, a whole new set of key codes that are different from the other key, and the shift key also emits a new key code. So this is a very short introduction to terminal programming, and I will, of course, make the slides available from this source code. And I wish to say thank you. Thank you for coming here. And if you wish, check out my other fun projects. For example, how would you imagine to control your computer via a satellite telephone or SMS text? And now there's a solution for you, just in case you wish to check it out after the demo. So mandatory slide one. Mandatory slide two, and thanks very much.